You really can manifest for the people you love and care about, and they are in certain situation or certain mindset or certain things that you hate seeing them in. You can help them get out of it through the power of manifestation. Whether it is your family member, your friends, your colleague, your client, your partner, anyone, you can help anyone through the power of manifestation. Welcome home, my beloved. You are now listening to episode 122 of the Metaphysics Magic Podcast Show. Welcome to the Metaphysics Magic Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kathy Bhavani. People call me Kathy. On this show, I talk about manifestation, spiritual well-being, money, success. I also share very calming meditations, affirmations, prayers, tips to really help you vibrate on your highest frequency. Every single episode on this show is raw, fun, clear-cut, powerfully healing, and truly gold-worthy. So I'm really looking forward for you to join me on this journey. Thank you so much for being here. See you around. Hello there. I am loving today's episode. It's all about manifesting for the people you love and you care about. You can manifest for people if they are suffering from an illness and you don't want to see them sick. You can manifest them being completely healed from that disease. You can manifest for people if they are struggling with their mental health. You can definitely affirm for them and you will literally see how they thrive mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, in every way. Or if they are in a certain situation and you don't like seeing them in that situation, then you can help them get out of it secretly. Isn't that fun to just do things because you really love someone without having to take the credit? Because of course we have family members and friends and partner and all the people that we love and we care about, especially if you're a healer and a client comes with a lot of trauma and a lot of difficulties, you definitely hate seeing that, right? As a healer, it breaks your heart to see someone in so much pain, and all you want for them is healing. All you want for them is to see the light. All you want for them to fall in love with their life, right? So you can manifest for your clients, for your friends, for your family member, for your partner, anyone, you, even strangers. You know, if you know someone, you know, sometimes in public places I will see someone like crying or something and I would immediately affirm for them, or I would just do a little prayer for them. Or like, I also, like, a lot of people, you know, do this thing when they see an ambulance or something, they would pray over it, they would pray for their health, and they would pray for peace in their family and everything. That's actually a manifestation, you know, you're actually manifesting and providing that healing energy during the time of need for them. Because sometimes people who are, you know, not into healing modalities, they don't have much tools, you know, to heal themselves, and they are helpless and they're powerless, and they feel very, very vulnerable in those moments. So you can be the one, you can be the one with light for them. You can be the one holding their hope and faith for them, being optimistic for them. And honestly, from my personal experience, like, I've manifested a family member healing from a very deadly disease, kidney infection. Like, during COVID, I literally manifested my entire family being safe. Like, no one in my family got COVID because I really wanted to manifest that. Then, honestly, I've been manifesting since I was a teen. I remember very clearly, I think it was 2009, where there was this bomb thing happened in Mumbai's train. I don't remember the year correctly. Sorry, my history is not that good. But I remember very correctly, I was like 13 or something, 13 years old. And I remember this news came. It was like all over the news and everyone was scared that, you know, there's like a bombing in the train. The terrorist attack happened. It was horrifying. And I knew a lot of my family member who travel very regularly in trains, you know. So I remember I went to the temple that day as a little teen self, and I prayed to God that please keep my family safe. Like, I don't want anyone in my family to be on that train of the terror attack. I don't want any of my family member to even get injured. And I kid you not, none of my family member were on that train. And also, the weird thing is, one of my uncle and my aunt, they heard the bomb. Like, they were literally outside the station before the entire thing happened. Like, they were so close to being in that situation, but they were not. They were protected. Or maybe I just affirmed and prayed, and I had so much faith, you guys. I had so much faith that God will protect my family during the terror attack. And God did. I didn't believe in manifestation at the time, but I just knew that there is, you know, God that will always protect me and will always make every wish come true. So I used to manifest in that way. I think I made a mistake in the beginning of this episode. This episode is 123, and in 122 episode I talked about parallel universe, how there are different versions of different people, there are infinite versions of one person. So if someone is suffering from an illness, or if someone is going through some situation or some mental health struggle, there is a version of them who is healed. There is a version of them in a parallel universe who is completely healed from that disease, from that mental struggle, from that situation, and they are free and they are healed. And you can manifest that version of them in this reality and just see them happy and see them thriving in your reality, because this is your reality, this is your world, everyone is a reflection of you. And personally, I hate to see people struggle. It breaks my heart, it deeply impacts me. Sometimes, like, I worry about other people more than myself. So I just now have like this affirmations that helps me to, you know, manifest for other people. And what I have personally like experienced is that manifesting for other people is so easy, and it's so freaking quick. Like, it happens so fast because we don't have resistance, you know, for other people, because we genuinely love them, we care about them. There is no like sabotage, because when we manifest for ourselves, we have our own shit, we have our self-sabotage, our self-worth, our self-respect, our all tons of things that we have inside of us. But when we are manifesting for the people, it's super quick, like really quick. And that's why, you know, a lot of my clients, they come to me if they want to manifest something, because I know that if I affirm for them, it's gonna happen really fast, because I literally do not have any resistance when it comes to people. I can manifest for people really, really fast. So what I do is I affirm for them. I genuinely affirm for them. So I'm gonna give you guys affirmations, because honestly, manifestation is just thinking positively, and thinking positively is basically having affirmative positive thoughts. It's that simple. So you can think positive thoughts about a person. If it's a friend, family member, anyone, you can flip the entire script. Stop focusing on their problems. Stop focusing on what they're struggling with. Stop seeing them as a victim of the disease or mental struggle or anything they're going through. Stop seeing them in that suffering state. Start to see them in light. Start to see them as powerful, as empowered, as confident, as healed, as happy, as joyful. Because the way you see them, it impacts. It impacts the way they will show up in your reality. When you see someone being very happy, very healed, being genuinely in love with their life, they will start to show up as their version. So experiment with this. Think of a family member, friend, anyone you want to see happy, and you genuinely care about them, you genuinely want to see them thrive, and start to use these affirmations for them. So describe that she will show up the way I describe her, or he will show up the way I describe him. and you can use their name specifically to be like very, very specific, like this person is happier than ever before, he or she is more joyful than ever before. I'm using my favorite affirmations. I have like few favorite affirmations. I'm happier than before. Everything in my life is so perfect, so blissful. My mind is filled with happy thoughts. Like, these are the thoughts that I keep thinking all day. And so I use the same foundational affirmations that I have in my life for other people as well. Because it is so ingrained in my subconscious mind. It's easier for me to believe. And it just happens really fast. It manifests super fast. So literally in a day, I saw health improvements. I also saw someone's mental health change from being like very depressed and very in a dark space to being very light, very joyful, and just going better and like being better and better day by day. So I fully believe in these affirmations that if you use them for anyone you care about and love, it will work for you as well. So use their name, that this person is happier than before, this person is more joyful than before, this person is so optimistic, his or her mind is filled with happy thoughts, his or her heart is filled with happy emotions, he is completely healed, he is perfect, he feels so happy and so loved and so calm and relaxed and light. And then I also do this one little prayer where I just pray that all of the person's, all of the worries, all the anxieties, all the negative thoughts, all the pain, all the hurt, all the mental disturbance, all the issues, all the traumas are suddenly released out of his mind, body, and soul by the power of divine energy, and the person is completely liberated and blissful and free and genuinely at peace in the inner world. And the person feels very liberated from inside, very grounded, very light, very supported, very loved and guided and led and safe and secure and gently held by God. And this person feels so good. This person loves the life so much. This person loves herself or himself so much. This person falls in love with their work and their people so much. And this person's heart is always filled with happy emotions, and his family, his friends, his colleagues, they all love him so much. So, you know, you can just use these affirmations in scripting, whether you also, you know, sometimes you are in uncomfortable situations where you have unintentionally hurt someone, your family member, your friend, your partner, or anyone, and or sometimes you have broken someone's heart and you don't want to see them suffer, you don't want to see them in pain, you can actually affirm these things to see them happy, to see them as the best version of them, to see them as their most thriving, joyful, calm, healed, light version of them. In this tip, like when you apply this, it will help you as well so much, especially if you're someone who worries about a lot of people a lot of the time. It will take a lot of weight off of your shoulder that, okay, you don't have to worry about people so much. You can just affirm for them and they're going to be fine and they're going to live the best life. And the main thing that I always wanted people to feel is, you know, how I feel. Like, if someone is suffering, if someone's going through something, I just know that they are capable of being on the other side. They're capable of feeling the light. And I hate to see them in that state, so I always, you know, affirm that they feel how good I'm feeling, how happy I am, how at peace I am, and how blissful I feel in my day-to-day life. I genuinely want them to feel, because I know how good this life feels. I know how fucking amazing this life is. I know how you can experience bliss in every single moment. You can feel this liberation and this peace. And I want every fucking human on the planet to feel this free, to feel the bliss, the high frequency that I feel in my body every day. And I care about that. And especially the people who are close to me, especially the people who are connected to me and who I genuinely care about and who I genuinely love. So of course, just saying that they feel like how I am feeling, even just one affirmation, if you're very busy and you don't have much time and you're just like, okay, I'm just gonna affirm that they feel how I'm feeling, oh my god, that alone creates a lot of momentum and manifest good things for them. So I hope, my love, you use this tip anytime you see anyone struggling in your reality. Even a stranger, you can help even a stranger. You can spread so much peace and so much happiness. And it's such a pure thing, you know. It's just for your... And it's also selfish because, honestly, it's not pure. It's maybe it's selfish that I like to see people happy. Because if I see someone suffering, as a healer, that motherly instinct, the Cancerian, it just comes in, it just kicks in. I'm like, oh, I hate to see this person struggle. Like, I want them to feel happy so I can be at peace. Like, I don't know. I'm just the type of person who kind of feels disturbed when anyone around me is suffering anything. I know it's like not a good thing. I need to set my boundaries. Yes, I do have my boundaries, but it's also good to care about people in that deep way, you know, to have that empathy. So just, you know, these affirmations have really helped me to not worry. Now I don't worry about anyone. I literally do not worry about anyone. Yeah, for, you know, a few minutes I would worry, but then I would remember, hey, I'm a manifester. I'm a powerful manifester. I can manifest for other people. And I can manifest for other people without any resistance and super fast, super quickly, overnight. I can manifest them being the best version of them. So I just know this power and I use the superpower to make other people happy. And when I see them happy, it makes me even more happy. So it's just a win-win and it's a fun thing. And like, use the superpower, use this for your people around and spread your magic around, spread the peace, spread the love, because no one likes hurting someone, no one likes to see someone suffering, no one likes to see other people in a dark space. So my love, I really hope this episode resonated with you and you actually use these affirmations and apply them and experiment with them and see how much fun it is to play with these universal laws and actually see your life change. So thank you so much for listening. If you really like this episode, please send me a message on Instagram or my WhatsApp or email. I always love, 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 love having your feedbacks. It really inspires me to keep bringing amazing episodes for you and to keep putting more and more efforts to bring more and more value very generously for you. And I just love talking to you on this show. So yeah, thank you so much. I love you so much. And I will be talking to you very, very soon. Mwah. Bye.